Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new Montgomery County pizzeria specializes in Sicilian, Chicago, and New York-style pizzas.
And little by little, we're going to put more different kinds, like Mexican-style pizza.
But one specialty in particular is the grandma pie.
The grandma pie, it's a Sicilian, and instead of making a thick crust, we made a very thin crust, and then we put the cheese on the bottom, and then a fresh plant tomato sauce on the top with olive oil and spices.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 214 Rock Hill Road at Rock Hill Pizza with owner Nelson Perez. Nelson, you opened up a new shop here in Bala Cynwyd. Tell me about what inspired you to open a pizza store.
Well, I've been working in a pizza place for a long time, like 15 years, and I've been working for different owners of pizza shops. So I learned how to do all the kind of stuff. I start washing dishes, and then little by little, learn how to cook, how to make a pizza, ingredients for a pizza. So because I work for somebody else for many things, I decided to open my own pizza shop.
What were some of the challenges that you might not have expected as an owner?
Oh, it's many things. How we're going to train my workers, how it's going to set up everything. The most thing is how I'm going to get all the permits from health department, townships, and that was my challenge. Learn how to set up accounts with the bank.
What made you decide to open here in Bala Cynwyd?
Well, I was driving around here, and I looked up that there is no pizza shop around here. There is some pizza shop, but they don't have what I have in my menu. Plus, I always stop at Wawa's store, and they're always busy, and sometimes take me like 20 minutes or half an hour to get my food. Even if they are fast food, it takes me a long time. So I look at that, there is no business like this around here. And the menu that I've been working for a long time, there's nothing like what I have around here in this area.
So what makes your pizza shop different than others? What do you have that's different?
We introduce many different things to the pizzerias. So we used to only have like kind of like a subs and pizza and wings. Now we introduce quesadillas, burgers, Italian platters. Beside the pasta, we have like platters here. Like my customer says that I don't need more because I have enough on my menu.
You have a big case here for the pizzas. What kind of pizzas do you have?
We put a lot of different kinds of pizzas. We do Sicilian style, Chicago style, and New York style pizza, and toppings on it. And then little by little, we're going to put more different kinds, like Mexican style pizza. The most popular pizza is the grandma square. The grandma pie, it's a Sicilian, and instead of making a thick crust, we made a very thin crust, and then we put the cheese on the bottom, and then a fresh plant tomato sauce on the top with olive oil and spices.
What inspires you about this kind of food?
What I say, I started washing dishes in the restaurants, and I learned how to make it. That's why that made me inspired to open my own pizza place.
You really worked from the ground up, from dishwasher to owner.
To the owner, yes. It took me a long time, but it happens.
What's that feeling like to know that you came in at the ground level and started your own place?
Oh, well, I feel like, I don't know, I'm getting older. That's why I got experience and everything. It made me feel like that. Proud, very, very proud. And try my food. Try that. We had the best quality food over here. We use Italian ingredients over here, which is, I think, the best thing for a pizza place. Use Italian recipes. Come and try. Come and try. They will see how it tastes.
I get the sense that you are not from Italy.
Yes, actually, I'm from Guatemala, but I've been working for Italian people for a long time.
Do you feel like a connection to Italy and the Italian ingredients?
Yes, definitely yes. We are connected in because we use the same ingredients in my country, but it's just a different way to cook, but that we use the same thing.
What do you mean, Guatemalan ingredients and Italian ingredients?
Italian ingredients, yes.
Are similar?
Are very, very similar, yes. Very, very similar. Like the tomatoes. You know, when you get the plant tomatoes, we have plant tomatoes over there, and we can see the difference when it's grow up. Like, we used to grow up organic tomatoes, and they're so sweet, and they do the same thing in Italy. Actually, the tomatoes is from Central America, and Italy is imported to, the Italian people imported to Italy and start growing up over there. That's why they call it Pomo d'Oro, because when they come to Central America for the first time, they discovered the tomatoes. And that's why, actually, the tomatoes are from Central America. They discover and introduce to Italy, and they create, you know, little by little. That's why they call it Pomo d'Oro, because in Central America, they used to call it Pomo d'Oro, which is traducing in Italian is Pomi d'Oro. You know, like they call it pomodoro to the tomatoes.
What's the translation of that type of tomato? What does that mean?
They call it pomodoro to the tomatoes in Italy. That's when you translate it. So when they came to Central America, they find the tomatoes, and because they like it, and they know that's going to be one of the biggest sellers in the world. You cannot cook without tomatoes. You're going to give a taste to the food without the tomatoes. So they discover it and introduce it there. Oro, that means gold. So when they introduce there, they know. And the pomo, it's a stone. So when they introduce it to Italy, they find out that they're going to make a lot of money with that thing. It's kind of like gold. When you translate it, it's pomo di oro.
Gold stone?
Pomidoro. Yes, gold stone.
So the tomato is the gold stone.
Yes, they know it's they're gonna make a lot of money with that. And they did it. You know, they did it. And they know the tomatoes is one more of the, like what I say, it's kind of like a gold.
Yeah, well, you can't make sauce without tomatoes.
You can't make sauce without tomato. You cannot cook a pasta without the tomatoes. Tomatoes is in every single thing, you know? Like, if you see every single recipe have tomatoes.
Have you ever been to Italy? Have you ever visited?
Yes, I did only one time. I went to the island of Sicily. At the beginning, I thought it was a country because it looked like it's a country. Uh-huh. But I know it's part of, when I get there, they told me that it's an island.
Yeah.
If you see the map, it's in Iceland. But at the beginning, I thought it was in country. You know?
So what did you learn in Sicily?
I learned that in Sicily, people are so nice. And most of the people, they work like fishing or something. You know, like the seafood that you go there, you see how they cook the seafood, like how they make the pizzas, the language they speak. I know they speak Italian, but they speak some other language too. You know, like.
Do you speak Italian too?
I learned a little bit, like a couple words, you know. Yeah, but why I have to learn Sicilian, I mean like Italian when I'm in this country, I have to learn English.
So how many languages do you speak?
Two, English and Spanish.
What's been the most difficult part about getting Rock Hill Pizza up and running?
Oh, the most difficult thing is the cost of the construction. Townships requires everything. Single thing has to be under code, and I think that it was the most. It took me a long time to rebuild the pizza shop and set up the way I want it and do it the way it should be. You know what I mean?
What was this building before it was a pizza shop?
Well, many things. It was a pizza shop before, and then it was a sandwich place, and then it was I think it's a hoagie place after that.
Did you have any ideas of how you wanted to change it?
Yeah, we rebuild that. The country was there with different kind of stones, so we put this kind of stone over here and the tiles on the top. The glass wasn't there. I made it because I want to display pizza slices there. Yeah, so we rebuild little things, but it was here already. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you most looking forward to now that you're open?
Customers. Yeah, of course, customers, you know.
You're opening as people are, you know, kind of during a recovering economy. Does that concern you at all? Or is it just the opposite? Like, hey, we're coming out of coronavirus. Are you worried at all about coronavirus?
I was worried at the beginning, but since they reopened it again and all the people got the vaccines, are vaccinated already. So I'm not worried.
Not all the people.
Well, some people are scared to do that. But definitely to reopen economy, we have to vaccinate it. So they never come back to the office. A lot of businesses are closed, offices are closed. I hope they open soon.
But is that good or bad for you? Because you seem to be in kind of a residential community.
Yes. Mostly my menu, it's to work. Mostly we have like lunch for the lunch people, you know, lunch people who order lunch all the time. So the business we have is we're busy in the lunchtime. So because we make deals for those people who work in offices. You know, people, when you work in an office, you don't want to spend that much money on lunch.
But there are a lot of people here that live at their homes or are working from home.
Yes. I know that. But I expect them to be reopened again. Like,
so you're not worried about coronavirus?
No, not that much. At the beginning, I was worried, but not anymore.
A little bit?
A little bit.
What are your expectations?
At the business, we're expecting to get, like, little by little start people coming here and sitting here. You know, right now we just opened, but we don't have the full service yet. But I'm little by little going to get more people, more workers to do the full service. And you can come over here with your family, bring your own wine, and, you know, you can. We're going to have some better platters and better specials. It's not on the menu yet, but we're going to put on the board, like people can order. You can come and have a dinner here, relax, and, you know.
It's a BYOB.
It's BYOB. Well, we've been doing this for a while. And we have other pizza shops, and we do that on those pizza shops. So people bring their own bottle. We just provide the glasses and some ice, and people can bring them. We don't want to sell beers, all that kind of stuff in our business, because it's not bad. It's a restaurant, you know, like a pizza shop.
Rock Hill Pizza here at 214 Rock Hill Road in Ballykinwood. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.